Hello, I'm Andrew Jubin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Sadak.
And this is a very special episode of We Hate Movies. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Why is this a special episode? Well, because it's a Lifetime movie that we're doing. 2005's Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life, directed by Tom McLaughlin. This was requested by an Andrew from Florida, so this is the guy who, the one guy who requested this one.
Hey, gang. This is Andrew calling from Florida. I'm calling to give you guys a great movie to watch. Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life. It's another Lifetime original movie from the same people who brought you Invisible Child, and it is great. It is a blast of a fun, horrible movie. I cannot recommend enough. You can find it on YouTube. Just search His Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life, and you'll find it. But please pick it, because I know you guys will love it. It is amazing. I can't stress this enough. Goodbye.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, I think you oversold it a little bit, but it's great, kind of.
I do appreciate using the subtitle as much as possible, because you could just be hip and call it Cyber Seduction.
Yes.
But no, this is Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life.
Secret Life.
It's a whole life that
that's
he's got.
That's like setting up a franchise. You could have
multiple
colons with that one.
But the funny thing is, though, ironically, the way this dude conducts his pornography watching... Mm-hmm. It's not a secret life.
No.
Everybody knows. So for everybody who doesn't know, by the way, this is a movie about a teenage boy who gets addicted to internet pornography.
So if you're listening with your kids right now, you might want to pause this episode.
Yeah.
Just keep it for yourself.
Yeah, I know some. We have had some emails where people say that they listen to the show as a family.
And
listen, you're
not suggesting.
It's going to be uncomfortable. Listen in separate rooms. And then the parents go out for a drink or something. And just have some time apart.
But also, maybe if you are with your kids, maybe really listen to this as a family and discuss what
the birds and the bees, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, maybe get some, like, reading material, get some pamphlets out.
And dads, be better than the dad in this movie.
Well, the thing is, this movie's kind of a pamphlet come to life, right?
Oh, like, well, it's a Lifetime movie. They're all pamphlets come to life. It's a library of moving pamphlets.
I just want to throw this out there. The last two Septembers, I think we did back to school episodes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They weren't listener requests, but I think this qualifies.
Yeah,
it's
this
back
is about
to school.
It.
Oh, it's back to the school of hard knocks.
Beat to school.
It's a back to school that would make Rodney Dangerfield blush. Oh, that kid's doing what? Yikes.
Hey, kid, haven't you heard of Whiteout?
By the way, I don't want to lose the fact that this is season 6 of We Hate Movies. Eric, you've been trying to get this movie on the air since season 1.
Yes, yes.
You wanted to do this so bad, you suggested doing an entire sideshow of Lifetime movies just so we could start with this.
Yeah, called Once in a Lifetime that we do occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do that one day.
If there was enough time in the week.
I can talk about it now since I've been disgraced and pink-slipped by them, but I once worked for Lifetime television.
Yeah.
And when I was leaving Lifetime, I told people there, I was like, listen, all right, I'm the fucking bus is leaving. You get me a copy of this movie. Because I'd always seen it, because I used to like do the schedules and I used to see this movie come up.
So. All these delicious sounding titles.
Yeah, so this one always entranced me. And I watched it back then and I was excited to do it, but we didn't want to break that 10-year rule, even though now it does qualify under the 10-year rule because it's 2005.
It does. You're right. I forgot about that because this movie does not look like it was made in 2005. I wonder if this is a shelf job a little.
It looks like a 97.
No, but the internet is right. We're using PDAs. We're like... We're just about, we're talking about MySpace almost.
We're talking MySpace?
I feel like that girl's got a sexy MySpace.
It looks like a MySpace. It does look like a MySpace. This is that awkward time in technology. Kids listening won't know what this is about, but.
Yeah, I was going to say some of our younger listeners might not remember MySpace.
Okay, so this movie, it's a Lifetime movie starring Kelly Lynch of
Roadhouse
fame. And Jeremy Sumpter from the pretty good Peter Pan movie that they made that time.
I'm okay with that Peter Pan movie. Also, for you FNL fans out there, this is J.D. McCoy. Star piece of shit, rich, white, asshole quarterback J.D. McCoy. Fuck that kid. If you guys bothered to watch that show, you'd hate him just as much as I do.
Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great show, man. Except for one weird second season plotline where these two characters accidentally kill a guy.
What?
But then the writer's strike happened and they just kind of forgot all about it.
Well, that's just life in Texas.
But this is Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life.
We got to talk about the director real quick. This guy did...
Oh, Tom McLaughlin.
Yeah, he did Jason Lives. He wrote and directed Jason Lives, one of the, in my opinion, best
my
Friday the 13th.
My favorite Friday the 13th sequel.
Yes. What, your sequel. The original is your favorite?
Oh, yeah.
Not me.
Really?
I want Jason, man. I want that little tyke grown up.
What's one? Which is your favorite then? Is it
maybe might be six?
Wow, Steve, you've seen like two of them—the ones we've done episodes on.
Yes, and one. Stay tuned, if you will.
Actually, we could talk about that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I keep forgetting to announce this, but as this airs, you can probably buy tickets for it. Friday, October 23rd, we will be at the Jacob Burns Film Center for the Halloween marathon, just like last year, doing a live riff on Friday the 13th. Jason Takes Manhattan.
Yeah, so come to Westchester and watch us talk over
one of the worst Jason Friday sequels.
Yeah.
Visit burnsfilmcenter.org for tickets. All right, so anyway, yeah, he directed that, and then what? There's another thing he directed. There's a second like kind
it,
it
was
of big,
a big it was a big one.
I want to see what it is, but
it was
yeah.
It was a biggie. Steve, can you stall?
Steve's drinking a big squeeze UFO shandy. How's that?
It's pretty good.
it's like okay. The aliens are going to come and get you.
Yeah.
You
I'm of that? Very scared of aliens.
Tom, the director of this film, directed previous WHM episode, Date with an Angel.
He's a personal hero of mine.
So this is your... like heavy Christian themed Lifetime movie, which I don't think are all of them.
No. I mean, it's always a mother's worst nightmare or a daughter's worst nightmare.
Or a wife's worst nightmare.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some lady's worst nightmare is about to be told. And we as the American public love to watch it.
So this kid, what is his name?
The Saved by the Bell movie was Tiffany Amber Thiessen's worst nightmare. Is that how that works?
I think that's how it fits in.
Why? Because she married Zach Morris?
Well, no, just in general, because Dustin
does. Oh, the Lifetime movie. Yes. Oh, that's technically a movie.
What I love about this movie is it opens like Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah. It totally does.
This is a very self-important movie about
jerking
off. I'm going to
tell you about my own death. Yeah, it's this kid... I thought he'd been shot.
Yeah, well, I don't know what went wrong. You know, he's battered and bruised, and he jumps in a pool, right? Yeah.
And I was like, is this the opening to Swim Fan, too? Like, is Erica Christensen going to, like, come out of the shadows? Like, gotcha. Right? That's what that movie is.
Yeah. That's,
she's a fan of the swim team captain.
I never saw it.
That's a stay tuned.
Is it? Good?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With Jesse, remember whatever his name was?
Jason Bear? No. The other one.
The dude who's the victim of Swim Fan.
Yes, Swim Fan himself. So we got a nice cut to him winning a swim meet and then being named All-State. And to which, like, the first lines of this movie, aside from the, like, you know, this is the story of how I died or whatever the hell, is All-State, Mom, All-State. And she's very happy with him.
Of course, I mean, God damn. Justin, you nailed it.
Well, this is it's setting up the fact that they are like an ideal American family. Yeah, this guy is like boy stud all around American.
If you don't have a boy stud, your family's that's not American.
And he's got a girlfriend, so he's totally normal.
Right? Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we're all happy, super normal, and like that we get that out of the way, and like he's not. He's an average kid. He's doing good at school. He's got this. He's got a sweet girlfriend who becomes more and more Christian as the movie goes on.
Yeah, I think she's in the middle of some supreme conversion, like right at minute one, and you just see her progress into like Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
So he's got that going. He's great in school, by the way. It's not just sports. It's academia.
The world is his oyster.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go to a great university. And then, suddenly the dark cloud of internet pornography rolls through the sky.
Oh.
Now, that was my question, though, where I wanted to start. He hasn't looked at internet pornography before this movie begins? I think party that they go to.
It's his first exposure.
Oh, yeah.
This is
right.
Patient Zero. It's going to touch off a firestorm. We'll get to it.
So he gets the attraction of the local bully population. They're kind of grooming him to be a bully, I think.
Right, he's being vetted to be a low-end enforcer.
Like, it's so weird because they're just like, oh, hey there, Jeremy, or whatever
Justin.
His name. Justin. And he's like, what? Oh, hey, guys. It's like, Justin did really well at the swim meet. He made All-State. And I was like, they're going to kick this kid's ass. And then they come up to him, and it's like a Simpsons gag or something. They're like, way to go, man. And I was like, well, right. What? No, you're supposed to punch him in the teeth.
Nice to meet you, swim jock. I'm football jock, and this is baseball jock. We're going to hassle some kids later.
We're kind of like that 80s cartoon show, The Centurions, in high school form.
Wait, pardon me?
What? Oh, come on.
No,
I don't know. I'd like to announce my last episode. No, the Centurions was three strapping men who were all kind of Iron Man.
I like it already.
One guy has all the accessories to fly. Uh-huh. One guy has all the accessories for land-based adventures.
Walking,
driving, going on mountains.
Oh, driving too.
And the third guy is only underwater guy. So
that's what I would have guessed it was going.
Yeah. So they all kind of come together and stop
an elemental force.
Yeah,
right,
exactly.
There.
The Centurions.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like mortals?
Yeah, oh, yeah, they're just dudes.
When does this take place?
It's always the 1980s.
Okay, yeah. Sounds perfect to me.
It does sound pretty good, actually. I'd watch that.
Yeah. Animation damnation one day.
It's going to happen. So he gets invited to this party, right? As like the prize of like now becoming All-State Super Jock.
Yeah.
You can now go to the bully's house party that's going on. So he brings his soon to be ultra Christian, but right now just like super Christian girlfriend with him. To be fair, this is a family function. There's a bunch of people milling around the pool. There's a bunch of old people at this party.
Oh, wait a second. I didn't see any old people. I thought it was like this is the cool dad.
Oh, no.
It's a cool dad who's having an all ages party. Yeah,
exactly. Oh. And there's going to be the only adult I noticed.
There's definitely a cool dad. Don't you worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
The perils of the cool dad are about to be explored.
I get a little weirded out when I go to a party to somebody I never met. And then they're like, oh, man, cool. The real party's downstairs. And then I realize that someone's actually a lookout. I don't like lookouts at any parties that I go to.
Or in this movie, lookouts with walkie-talkies, which is the most systematic, like really organized lookout at a party situation.
It's like, no, it's like, who do they designate that can't enjoy the party?
I guess it's a jock fraternity-esque thing.
Right,
maybe
it's hazing.
A freshman.
Like, oh, freshman's got to do it.
You'll jerk off with us next time, buddy.
No, they make someone from like the golf team do it.
Oh yeah, golf jock.
Get out there, Leonard.
Get golf jock on that shit.
He loves being lookout.
So yeah, him and his girlfriend go downstairs and it's a intergender party. It's not just a bunch of dudes, it's guys and girls.
Oh, ladies all over the place.
Lots of girls, actually.
Yep.
And they're watching pornography from the internet hooked up to his TV.
Yes.
Via some website called Screen Views or what is it?
Oh, I do search engine. All sorts of the search engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Search Ease.
Yeah.
And it's definitely like got the Google like red, yellow, green, blue colors all over it.
Right.
Searchies. And it's like 10 kids sitting around. It's like type in like nurses and like the girls are just there being like, you guys are so gross.
But like nobody's doing anything. Like no one's like actually leaving this party.
No. And this is you have to just politely excuse yourself.
Yeah.
Because this. The whole idea of like putting pornography on at a party and it's like, we're going to laugh at it. No, you're still just in a room full of people watching pornography.
It's weird.
It's a little weird.
It spices your party with a bit of weird energy that I would like to forego.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, this party's going well. Everyone's mingling. This is nice. Hey, let's be awkward for the rest of it.
Dude, and I can tell you right now, I promise you, the one in that group of people that's like, this is hilarious, is the one that's enjoying it the most.
Of course, yeah.
Like, isn't this so ridiculous and stupid?
People? He's like getting the thrill of making you watch something, you know? It's sort of like a sexual attack. In a
way. Oh, it is. It's a minor one. And, you know, and people love to sub in hilarious with sexy, you know what I mean? Instead of being like, oh man, this is so hot. Yeah. That'd be disgusting. It is, dude, this is so funny.
Isn't this hilarious?
Look at the bad acting. And it's like,
There's always the guy who points out the acting in the
porno.
You know
what, dude? We could put on fucking Mitchell right now and enjoy ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we don't need to just watch it. I can find bad acting anywhere. I can put on,
So here comes Cool Dad. This is my favorite part of the movie. The lookout guy is like, your dad's coming down to the basement. Turn off the porno. And this guy walks in. They turn on the football game.
And yeah, it's like ESPN Classic.
Yeah,
and
totally.
This Cool Dad is just like, hey, I remember that game.
Oh, and also they all like simultaneously put down their beers. So then when the dad's like, you kids good? You need any more sodas? It's like, dude, you know what's going on in this basement right
Having
now.
Having a soda party? Watching a football game from 20 years ago? All right.
Dan Marino's rookie season? Okay.
I love my kids.
Sure are a lot of erections in this room. Well, I'll see you later.
Pitching a couple tents down here. All right. I didn't know you guys were going camping.
Was it cold out? Is it too cold in here? I'm turning the heat up. A lot of blankets over those laps.
You guys got little crotch nipples going on. Well, all right. I got to go to my adult party.
Well, they pretty much kick him out because he's just like, he wants to talk to them. And they're like, dude, we're having a party.
The guy just, the kid, I think it's football jock. Because actually, I think baseball jock is upstairs on the radio, maybe.
Maybe,
like, of the two main goons. So football jock just goes, dad. And it's, like, dead silent in the room. And he's like, oh, yeah, sorry. And high fives his kid and leaves. Oh, that's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
Football jock, by the way, played a very notable bully in A History of Violence. He's the one that gets the shit kicked out of him.
There's a lot of people get the shit kicked out of him.
No, the bully from school who, like, the Jesse Eisenberg surrogate. Like, you want to talk shit about me? And he starts, like, throwing him around the locker room.
Oh, that's that guy?
Yeah, he's like, you're a piece of shit, like, over and over again. Like, he has, like, a real freak out about it.
I'm due for a rewatch on that. That is a
am. Honestly, that and Eastern Promise is due for a rewatch, Cronenberg style.
That's a lightly uncomfortable night.
Yeah. Well, as long as you don't throw in that fucking snooze fest with Jung and Freud.
A
dangerous method.
Yeah, you know what?
Put me right out.
I will denounce this movie to the day I die. I know Cronenberg fanatics will disagree, but Existence I did not enjoy.
I got to revisit it, but I didn't. I wasn't thrilled with it when I watched
maybe
it.
Maybe I need to revisit it now that I know my ways around a tooth gun. A gun that shoots tooths. I think that's what happens. So, I guess they're called teeth.
So Jeremy Sumpter and his girlfriend are very well, he's like, hey, this is a pretty cool party, right?
Dude, you see the seed getting planted.
His mouth is open this entire movie.
Yeah, that's not good. I was like, was he in a car accident and had like sort of okay but not great jaw surgery? Close that jaw.
I thought he was trying to maybe cover braces, possibly.
Oh, that might
But also, he's just like... And his girlfriend is just like, oh, hey, can we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, exactly.
And she says something like, oh, you know, you can find better... you can find more loving relationships on the Animal Channel. And her boyfriend... And he's like, I didn't know you were into watching animals do it.
And he's like a third sincere.
Yeah. Oh, no, absolutely. That's one of his hilarious jokes.
Yep. See what she says.
Yeah, this guy's going to be in a documentary called Zoo one day.
Oh, man. What a fucking pig fest that movie is.
This movie should end much like Zoo does, where
a dude gets fucked to death by a horse.
You know what's crazy?
Possibly.
We talk about Zoo all the time, but I've never seen it.
Oh, my God, you need to see it.
You so have to watch that movie.
I watched it like 2 years.
I mean, it's been spoiled for you.
I watched it 2 years ago. It holds up.
Congratulations. No one's ever said that before.
Well, it's
kind of Chris Cabin's a big defender.
Chris Cabin does love Zoo.
At the end of the movie, a guy has a bucket full of pornography, and he's running from the federales.
It's fucking great.
Which is how this movie should end.
You're totally right. Yeah. But you know, here's the problem. I guess that guy's got DVDs too. Yeah. So it's
he's got plenty of DVDs.
I was about to say this kid's got no mags because it's a cyber seduction.
Yeah.
So he realizes he's like, oh, now I guess I just a caveman now knows how to make fire, right? Yeah, it's like
that's
now
exactly what this is.
I could use search ease to find pornographic images.
Because before that basement party,
he was living large.
Not only that, though, what this movie makes it play out like is he's never even heard the expression like dirty movie. Like, he doesn't understand that you could put a camera in front of two people and film them have sex. And then other people would watch it. Like the way the light bulb comes on.
This is how he finds out what sex is.
Yeah.
Like he's been dating this girl. That's not getting anywhere.
No. Well, she's a real wait till marriage person.
Well, the weird thing is like he drops her off and he's trying to feel her up as like on her front porch.
Right on the front porch, which bad form, J.D. McCoy.
There's more boob touching in this movie than I appreciate in my trashy Lifetime movies.
I was surprised there was this much teen boob grabbing.
He's all over it, man. You can't keep this kid away.
Oh, we do have to. We can't forget this is a very crucial character at that basement party.
Oh, yes.
He also makes eyes with this other girl.
Monica.
And she is I think she's the girlfriend of a baseball jock.
Right, yeah.
And so it's like a hey. Mm-hmm. But that's all it is for a little bit.
First time watching pornography, already planting seeds.
You know, it's interesting because I kind of agree with you now that I think about it, that he never knew what pornography was before or anything or even sex.
Yeah.
Because he goes home and logs on to like AOL Instant Messenger or whatever.
Yeah.
Hermes is the internet service or whatever the fuck you want to call it. In this
IRC chat.
And his screen name, I believe, is Stroke Man.
At least someone's name is Stroke Man.
I don't think it's him. He's Swimmer.
Oh, he's swimming.
Because when he goes to this chick's house, spoiler alert, at the end of the movie, like he rings the buzzer and she's like, yeah. And he goes, it's me, Swimmer. And she's like, come on in, because they've been talking in the chat room.
So the other guy is Stroke Man. That's gross. Because I thought
Stroke Man.
I thought Stroke Man was him for like a swimming thing. It's like, I like to swim. I'll be the Stroke Man.
Yeah, and he totally just doesn't understand screen names.
Why does everybody keep laughing at me in chat rooms?
And mention the Swimmer screen name. What's weird is when he ends up eventually emailing this girl, every subject line of every email he sends her is Swimmer.
Yeah.
Could you imagine how unsettling it would be? If I emailed both of you every day, go the subject, Eric Siska.
It would be creepy.
Right?
But I also like, I would be like, he's wasting, you know, online real estate because it says his name already in the from box.
Right.
The messages he sends her are downright threatening for the most part, right? When we get there? So,
yeah.
They're just a little creepy. Like, it's just a little bit too much.
One of them was, you're so amazing.
Well, he's like the fan in The Bodyguard, like just stalking Whitney Houston. So he goes home and like his buddy's like, oh man, check out at Monica's sexy homepage.
So it's this girl in their high school is known school wide that she's got a nudie cam website.
And that's the thing is it's really vague. Like there are times when you almost think that this girl is a sex worker. There's times when you're
right.
like, not sure. Is she like actually like a legitimate cam person or is she like, or does she just kind of have a sexy MySpace?
It's a vague stroke trade.
So in his room, he has his computer, which has his room has a door that can close.
Yep, like most doors.
Like most rooms.
like the purpose of doors.
And every time he looks at pornography for the first two acts of this movie. He doesn't close his door.
This door is wide open.
And he's got
move, asshole.
He's got a mother, a father, and a younger brother running around.
Yeah, a very Canadian younger brother.
A Canadian precocious younger brother. You close that door and say, hey, and then you start pumping the Green Day. You know what I mean? Like,
thank God you said Green Day.
Yeah, I was like, how is this sentence finishing? Pumping the what?
You start blasting loud music because you're an angsty teen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's closed the door before, I feel. And you know, like, he knows what he's doing isn't right.
Of course.
have that fucking foresight. Like, it's such lazy screenwriting that this door is left open.
Or, you know, he's starting to learn to flirt with danger. Like, the thrill of getting caught, right?
It's part of it.
Yeah, like these people that do it outside. Have you heard about these people?
Yes, I've heard about these people.
I'm just letting you know.
They do exist.
Yeah. It's like they almost want to get caught. I think it would even entice them further.
Yeah, but I don't want to get caught by my mother and or my father.
Well,
or...
this is a weird kid.
Well, here's an interesting thing to do, right? At the beginning of the movie, set up a thing where, like, the mom goes to close the door and it opens by itself. And she's like, we got to get this door fixed.
Exactly.
Because then he can be looking at pornography, doing whatever, and it's... and that door just opens, and then Kelly Lynch just happens to walk by and sees the pornography.
If that was the case, and I was this kid, I would spend the next 3 days redecorating my room, in which my computer and my desk chair is right next to the door so I could use my foot to keep it closed.
Yeah.
Like, I would figure it the fuck out.
Well, maybe it's a thing where he doesn't think this is going to be a long-term issue. He's just like satisfying a curiosity really quickly. But the second that this porno site opens up, his eyes go wide like he was injected with morphine.
And he kind of starts to shirk his responsibilities, right? Like, that's kind of...
Well, that's when the demon pornography gets in your soul.
He goes to the swim meet, and then he can't stop staring at every single girl's chest.
Dude, let the leering begin. And this, again, it's acting like... this kid has never, as a sophomore in high school, has never looked at a girl and been like, oh, that girl's attractive. Like,
yeah.
It's like this leering, like, holy fuck, I can do this with my eyes.
But it's like, he has a girlfriend already. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. He's looked at her before.
Mm-hmm. And they're making out, all sorts of stuff. And like, all of a sudden, yes, now all it is for the rest of his life. It's like puberty happened overnight because this asshole had pornography at his party.
You're gonna put hair on your chest. You'll grow up overnight.
And so he starts to fizzle out there. He almost immediately gets caught by his mother, right?
Like, she walks right in on the first try.
She knows what's going on. She sees...
For most of the movie, she sees it. Because
she sees images on his computer.
Well, here's the thing, and this is weird. Is this Kelly Lynch's movie or is this his movie?
It's a power struggle.
It really is.
They're both making the poster.
Because she's...
It's like they're tugging back and forth. They are.
It's a tug of war.
Yes. Yes, it is, guys.
And, you know, because we follow her, we find out, like, it's one of your typical Lifetime TV things where... the family looks incredibly rich, but for some reason they're not.
Yeah, it's like... you look at these people and you're like, all right, yeah, here we go. Let's pull up to the McMansion.
Yeah.
But they like live in a shitty house, and the dad is like, I don't know if we can afford this vacation to this spa in San Francisco for our 20th wedding anniversary. And I was like, oh, wait, they have like money problems? Oh, I don't want this.
Well, I was saying because their house is pretty good.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's big, but yeah, you get the sense that they have certain monetary issues.
And they both work, so it's like, oh, well, what are we doing here?
What the hell does she do?
She's in an office half the time.
Oh, right, that like she's got the one coworker friend who answers her phone at one point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's rude.
And she also has like a side babysitting gig, so this kid's got plenty of time.
He's all, yeah, oh yeah. Mom's got a lot of things to do during the day.
And the dad kind of works at the office. It's not super specified, I don't
think.
He's
dressed like Al Bundy the whole time.
Yes, yes. I was singing that the entire time. Like,
maybe the office is a shoe store then.
He's a skinny enough guy, and he's wearing a short sleeve dress shirt with a tie.
Yeah,
and it's like that's it. That's how you're literally Al Bundy, especially if you're balding.
Like the character is such bullshit though, because unless he's yelling at his son for looking at pornography, this guy is just like, oh, another day dealing with the boss and flopping down on various pieces of furniture.
I looked up this guy, man. He was in Tech War.
Oh wow,
like all an right. episode. But he was in Tech War, man. One day we'll have a Tech War podcast.
All 22 episodes of Tech War? Uh-huh. How long did that run?
I don't know.
Not long.
Not long. Maybe a season or two. And then we'll do every Shatner book that he wrote.
God.
That he ghost wrote.
That'll be my deathbed podcast.
So we we are kind of pushed further into this girlfriend is a Christian by a scene where they discuss music that they listen to.
Oh yeah,
like he's all horny as fuck from this pornography.
It's already happened. It's inside of him now. He's a vampire. He's a vampire.
Yeah, I was actually going to say he runs into this woman from behind like a werewolf, and like grabs her headphones and listens, and he's just like, "Aw, Switchfoot again. What a Jesus freak." And then he goes like, "Green Day rules." And you're like, holy fuck, 2005.
Yo, what?
Green Day rules?
That's a 97 expression.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was around American Idiot, and I get it. But like, I feel like a 16-year-old kid didn't give a shit about Green Day, or not to say Green, knew enough not to yell Green Day rules at high school.
Right.
I feel like
I think it was a Linkin Park era.
It was. Oh man!
Well, get ready for the new metal.
Yeesh.
And then it's great because the Monica walks by and he's like, "Hey Monica, do you like Switch Day or Green?" he's like, "Hey Monica, do you like Switchfoot or Green Day?" And she's like, "Well, Switchfoot's for like altar boys. I like Green Day because I'm garbage." He's like, "Bye." I don't believe in God, and I love Green Day.
He's just like, "Well, see, honey, the cam girl likes Green Day."
And I mean, like, talk about getting into shit for the rest of your relationship. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, just like, why don't you just ask Monica everything she likes?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe he should, because, you know, you're that young. You're in high school, right? This is high school, right?
But yeah, of course it's
so
high school.
It's like, who? Come on. Come on. Come on, kids. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Say whatever you want. It's not like you're going to marry this girl.
So eventually he does get caught by his mom, or his mom is just like putting stuff away. And like all of it, she's like, "Oh, hey, you know, I found your whatever."
He dodges a bullet once.
Okay.
Because here's what it is. It's the first time that he's looking. She comes in because it's like dinner time or something like that. Great time to be looking at pornography while your mother is downstairs cooking you dinner.
You have a computer in your room. Wait for everyone to go to sleep, and that's the end of it.
So like you said, like caveman discovering fire, like he's figuring this out step by step because he's like, okay, don't look at it while people are still up. All right. So then like the very next scene is him waking up in like 2 a.m. or something like that. And he's like, maybe now's a good time for pornography.
That's prime time, man.
Yeah, and so he starts looking at porn, and then Kelly Lynch wakes up to like go to the bathroom or something, and she walks by his door, which is again left wide open. And you'd think you'd learn from the last time you got fucking caught almost. And that's when she sees it, and she runs back into the bedroom, and she's like, Jeremy's looking at pornography.
She basically lets him know. She's like, it's Justin, by the way.
Oh, I keep saying Jeremy. I'm sorry. I wanted to be Jeremy.
Jeremy Spoken.
Yeah, in class today.
Justin Stroken. Could you tell I've been waiting 10 years? Well, 5 years? Anyway.
Hey, have you, out of curiosity, in this 10-year period, 5-year period, have you, like, actually done this episode with two puppets? Like, you have two stuffed animals on your bed.
Dude, it's beyond two puppets. It's straw men with pumpkin heads.
This is what Andrew would say. No, this is Steve.
I know Andrew's going to mix up Jeremy with Justin, and here it comes.
But this is my moment. So, no, she actually goes like, Justin, what is on your computer? Like,
oh, she does. Does she say something in the nighttime part?
She does. And then and he's just like, I think he spooked or whatever.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's like, nothing. Yeah. It was an accident. It was a joke. Bye.
And then that's when she wakes up Al Bundy.
Yeah. She does, and he's like, and I mean, you know, like he's made to be the typical guy, and he's like, ah, who cares? And she's like, I have a real problem with this. I would have a real problem with it too. You know what? Don't be a dick about it. You know what? I got to live through your fucking sexual revolution. That's fine.
Just close the door while you're revolutionizing in there.
Exactly. Like, you find yourself on your own fucking time. Don't make it my problem.
Yeah.
I do your fucking laundry. Close that door.
Because
that's what one of the times she walks in, I think maybe it's the first time, she's like, oh, I got your sock. What were you doing on the computer? Here's your laundry I was doing for you again.
And the next night, the dad does have a conversation with him. And again, instead of being like, dude, you know what? He kind of does like the guy thing where it's like, you know, back in my day, it was porno mag.
Oh, yeah, totally. Sneaking into the dirty movie theaters.
You know what normal people did? Jerking off in movie theaters. going up to a clerk and buying pornography in person.
The rush of being there 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I don't understand what you kids are doing. Makes no sense. That's not pornography. That's weirder than pornography.
It's sick. You know, you just go to summer camp and jerk off in front of a bunch of people.
That's what normal kids do, Justin.
But the thing is, he's like, oh, you know, back in my day, you know, me and my buddies, we all had like porno mags under our bed. And this kid's reaction should give the dad realize how bad this is. He goes, oh, yeah? Like, he's like, what kind of magazines do you have?
Tell me about them.
What were you guys up to back then?
You still got them?
It's like, oh, you know what? I got the weird kid.
Great. Yeah. Oh, man. One's Canadian for some reason. I got to talk to my wife about that one.
And, you know, he kind of says, you know, basically, you know, hey, you know, everybody's got it, you know, got to learn, like, it's sex isn't everything. You know, I love your mother for a bunch of different reasons. And he's like, yeah, I know. Even though she's Kelly Lynch and she's aging pretty well, so I'm doing okay in that department.
Yeah, well, I really lucked out. I look like Al Bundy, and look what I got.
I look like Al Bundy. I have no money.
can't even go to San Francisco. It's right down the street.
Yeah, where does this take place, by the way?
I think it's just
big California.
Yeah, any town, USA.
America? Because this is a lesson for all Americans and Canadians, actually.
I bet you it takes place in any town, America, shot on location in any town, Canada. And that's where you got this little brother. Because I'm telling you, little brothers, these are the roles they will get the local talent.
Yes.
They don't care. Look at the kid anywhere.
Little kid is super into Grand Theft Autos and violent video games. So like we're kind of hanging our hat on that here too while we're sermonizing.
But it's not criticized,
though. No.
Like at one point, like to cover up that they were both looking at pornography, he's like, oh, we're laughing because little brother killed the drug dealer in Grand Theft Auto. And Kelly Lynch is like, oh, well, that's totally fine that a 10-year-old's playing that. That's great. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I got this other pornography addict to deal with. So he finally learns to close the door at long last. And then the brother barges in like little brothers do in these kinds of movies. And there is just like a bunch of pop-up porno ads all over this thing. And he does the funny thing of like, I just have to hit escape. And because it's a movie, he hits escape and six other windows open. And he's like, oh, fuck!
It's also worth mentioning the pop-up angle here. Now, like modern pop-ups is what this kid's porn is, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like the, you know.
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't go, I mean, he doesn't actually go into these websites. Yeah.
Well, it's a fake Lifetime movie, so we're not simulating porno videos.
But it's like women in bras of varying natures.
But they appear to all be commercials, though.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't enter a website.
Yes, exactly. He always hangs out in the lounge.
Oh, samples? Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, exactly.
And this little brother pulls the fucking, oh, okay, you don't want to show me? I'm telling mom, and puts this kid in a really hard position.
That is the nuclear position.
I don't know. You know, honestly, I'd be like, dude, I'm going to fall on my sword. I don't want to bring my younger brother. I don't want to be aroused near my younger brother, all right?
Are you sure?
I'm pretty okay with that. He's like, all right, man, you got to close the door. This is pretty awesome, though. And it cut my favorite smash cut to this movie is them at dinner, and this kid has a 1,000-yard stare.
Dude, like it's like he just went to war and back.
He's it got this buttered roll. And he's just like,
Because you know, because this brother's been in too deep for a while.
Yes.
So it's like, what exactly did he show this kid? Like gaping whatevers? Like this is like. This kid didn't even know sex existed that day, and then he went all the way.
This kid looks like you look when you watch that documentary Night and Fog for the first time, where it's just concentration camp footage, and it's horrifying,
yeah.
And your face goes ghostly white, your eyes sink into your eye sockets, and your mouth opens. That's what this kid looks like after seeing, yeah, you're right, Eric, like whatever extreme pornography this kid showed.
Level 6 stuff. You know, like it's just he's gone through the first couple.
He needed to, you know, build his party up, get those XP points to get to level 6. He wasn't supposed to just game genie his way all the way to level 6.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of like finding the sword, he goes right to fucking Sephiroth. And you know what happens?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so this kid's a sheet.
And The next day, the little kid's friend comes over and he's like, oh, this is a fun video game. He's like, hey, shut up, that baby crap. Yeah. You want to watch what real men watch, right? And he's like, you promise not to tell. And of course, this kid's like, yeah.
It would have been great if they were playing that Dragon Dick computer game from The Juror. And he was like, you want to see a real dragon's dick? And he turns on a porno video.
And so that seed is planted. Also, he falls out of favor with the bullies because he goes over.
Oh, man. This is great.
This
wow.
is my favorite scene in the movie for a lot of reasons, because I think it explains why the bully is so upset. Like, I don't. It, so he goes to the bully's house and they're just playing Xboxes, right? It's yep. like having a good old Xbox playdate. Two dudes in a room playing Xbox.
It's also one of those generic things where it's like, this sure is fun playing this online video game.
Yeah. And he's like, hey, man. You want to, and Justin says, you know, hey man, you want to see something totally cool? And the other guy's like, yeah, sure, man. Knowing it's pornography, by the way.
It does he though?
Because I don't know.
I feel like they're like, porno pals.
But the thing is, like, this guy had it on. This guy, the football jock, had it on at a party.
Yeah.
To like, I guess, show how adult he was, but like, I guess he doesn't really, especially like one on one with a guy with no girls there. I guess maybe he doesn't want to.
No, he's up for group pornography viewing, but not a one on one Bob Crane situation. Yeah.
Oh man! No, autofocus.
I think he's trying to get an autofocus going because he's trying.
Justin is.
He's trying to keep pushing. The football jock is trying to push Justin onto Monica like nobody's business.
Yes,
like, dude, Monica's hot, right? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. He's like, she totally wants your shit, man.
Yeah, she's totally over baseball jock. It's all about you now, swim jock.
And you know, if I happen to be there and take some pics,
yeah, what, you know, I could just like sit down in a chair on the other side of the room and just start, you know, having my own party. You'd be cool with that, right?
He produces her website.
He may,
dude. This movie needs to end with this kid being beaten to death by a table lamp.
I would love that.
Can you imagine if some secret assassin came in and beat him to death with a lamp? Way better ending. Man, Paul Schrader's autofocus. Great excellent movie.
Absolutely. It'd be great if it was Willem Dafoe. Fuck it. Let's just go the whole way. So he's like, hey, man, I got something really cool to watch. He's like, yo, dude, totally put it on. It's cool. And he puts on Bondage Latex website, which is literally called, it's a woman in a leather outfit. It says Bondage Latex.
And it's like,
it looks like an informational website more than anything else, like where you can buy these things.
To get inside the Catwoman suit. But yeah, no, this is, and it's not just like, oh, you know, whips and whatever. It is a fucking, the gimp from Pulp Fiction. Yes,
there's no eye holes or anything.
So football jock starts flipping the fuck out. He's like, whoa, dude, that's too extreme. What, your brain's poisoned already? You gonna fucking show me that shit, man?
Twisted.
You're a freak. It's like a bunch of dudes who like sitting around smoking weed and then someone takes out heroin and they're just, whoa, man, put that shit away. That's not what we're about.
But I think what's going on is he's just upset that they, like, he's like, oh, man, he's going away from me. We can't just, like, hang out and look at the porno that I like anymore.
Oh, he's going way outside of my comfort zone.
Or is he mad that, like, this kid's now the trailblazer?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Like, I haven't gotten there yet, asshole. Working my way up still.
You using Game Genie for that shit or what?
Yeah.
So now he's separated himself. Yeah, ostracized
from the bullies. Yeah. So that's a big problem at school.
So also he realizes. Oh, you got something. Well, I was just gonna say this is the point of the movie where he realizes. Listen, I keep getting caught looking at pornography in my house. I can't go to football jock's house to watch pornography, which I thought that was just a porno palace, but I guess I was wrong. Maybe I can start watching pornography in public, like say my swim meet.
On his girlfriend's PDA.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, for our younger viewers, is a...
Holy Toledo. This is technology that passed me by, too.
It's a handheld computer where you can do things like sort of hook up to the internet.
Well, it's great when you
and play Snake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, Snake. The glory that was Snake.
But in this case, if you want to be a real Palm pilot...
Dude, you have had this fucking jokes written down for 6 years.
Yeah. this is the one written episode.
I was going to say it's the only show that has a script. Well, one person is on a script.
And he's at the swim, like, he can't even wait to go in the water, then ruin his relationship with his girlfriend. Also, he's kind of, like, sort of flirted with as, like, he's a genius at computers.
Like, yeah, that's kind of put in there.
Because he doesn't hit escape. He hits, like, an alternate code that, like, brings up a different window kind of a thing.
Well, yes.
Here's his dumb move on his PDA here, man. He's he's saving everything to the hard disk.
Yes.
And then emailing himself pictures to look at later with the subject line, good stuff.
But also, he would have to email from her email from the PDA because it's like old school. You know what
yes.
I mean? Like the PDA probably doesn't email.
It's a really bad idea.
It's a lot of bad ideas.
Just saving a bunch of pics on this girl's PDA.
And she's like, hey, what are you doing, loser? And he's like, oh, playing a computer game.
Why look at pornography at your swim meet?
Because he can't look at it at his house, and he can't look at it at Football Jack's house.
But listen, if it's doing something for you, that's the last place you want it, right? Like,
well, so
right?
Thus begins the larger question about this movie.
Okay.
Steve and I are on one side of it, and I think, Eric, you're on the other side of it. Because it's a Lifetime movie, and we can't say for certain how much of this are we to believe he's masturbating
to what's going
in these
on.
Scenes?
Yeah, it seems like the movie wants you to believe he just looks at this stuff all the time.
Because he's just popping energy drinks. Like, I think every time you see him chug a Red Bull, that's supposed to be him masturbating. Because this kid drinks like 17 Red Bulls in this movie.
Yeah.
So it's like, we can't show him doing it. So it's like, chuck, and you're more penis-shaped than usual can, by the way, Red Bulls.
Yeah.
Just putting it out there.
That's true.
Cyber seduction conspiracy theory.
That's because I'm of the frame of mind that every time this movie shows him looking at pornography, it's because it's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
It's like we can't show him doing it, but he's in the real version, he's pounding away. But, I mean, at the swim meet, maybe it's just pocket pool.
Just to get it going.
Pocket pool before he goes in the pool.
The thing is, though,
you certainly can't do it after the pool.
In movies, you know, when a couple.
I mean, sorry.
It's good.
You don't want to jump into a cold pool and then watch pornography. It's not a really great idea.
But, I mean, maybe this kid's onto something because he's getting himself heated up and he's done.
Is he got a competitive advantage? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, totally.
Dude, I think it definitely works against him because he's got like another appendage that's dragging him down. Because he comes in like last. He totally blows this.
He
swimming.
Does blow it, yeah.
He comes in third and like this family is disgusted. Like
yeah,
this
you were supposed to be swim jock.
They want to disown him. It's like, you one time came in third place. What a fucking failure.
Hey, you know what, Mom and Dad? Maybe I'm addicted to pornography because of the crippling pressure you're putting on me. How about that?
It's really weird because she like, so the mom's not convinced that he's like a full-on pervert yet, but she like walks over there and gives him like a death stare for not doing as well as other kids in this
like
swim
she walks
competition.
By him and like runs into him with her shoulder and just keeps going.
But my question about masturbation.
No,
it's okay. In a movie, when a couple sits on bed, like when in a PG-13 movie, when a couple sits on the bed, and the camera pans up, that's language for they had sex, right?
Oh,
and then the next morning,
yeah.
There's no real shorthand like that for masturbation.
I
you know what I mean?
No, there is not. Every time there's a commercial break.
Which there are lots of fade outs to computer blue screen in this movie. That's where the commercial breaks come. Now, explain this to me, except for one time where it fades to green for no reason. And then it's just back to blue for the rest of these commercial breaks. Just the laziness of making Lifetime movies. It's got nothing to do with anything.
Yeah, it's bread and butter over there.
So, like, in this conversation, Kelly Lynch is so pissed off.
She's disgusted.
She's talking, and her husband's like, come on, it's not that big of a deal. She's like, no, he's up to all sorts of things, and this, that, and the other thing. And he's like, he's not going to be you. You were the champion swimmer or whatever. And she's like, oh, no, he's better than me. He's better than I ever was. And, you know, it's his only shot to get into college. And I'm like, what? And he's like, we could have probably, and the father pipes up like, we could afford some college, which is a big question mark.
But I think what he means is like, maybe we can pay for some and he can take out loans for others.
Well,
she's so disgusted. She's like,
Oh, great. Some college. Well, flippity-dee.
Well, I think that nobody knows what student loans are. That's what I think. It's like, I thought it was like, oh, well, get him a year of college, and then that's it.
I went to a lot of college on no money.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, exactly. Like, he doesn't just need a scholarship. That's not his. You're a middle-class family. You'll get it.
You'll figure it out.
Exactly.
You're a middle-class fucking white person. You'll get to figure it out.
And at this point, since he's lost at the swim meet, he starts to really come on to the other girl because he's Monica, because he's annoyed at his girlfriend who's so Christian. I think at this point she starts wearing a habit. Is this in the movie?
I think so, yeah.
Slowly she starts to form a habit around herself.
By the end of this movie, she's played by the nun from the Blues Brothers.
Because every chance, like in the beginning, it's one thing. And then as it goes on, it's like, well, you know, I'm going to go to church tomorrow. It's like,
oh, there's definitely a part where it's like, you know, yeah. I wish
it. You know, it's Tuesday.
Well, he's like, you know, I wish we had sex just once. Like, it's the old, like, you know, what, you say you love me, baby. You know, what's going on? And she's like, well, I just wish you'd come to church with me every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, I see what's going on here. First, it's a thing where it's like, you're just making switchfoot jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, oh, I wish you came to church with me. And what this movie does, it slowly escalates the Christian bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? So by the time it's at like red alert,
yes.
Right? All hands on deck, you're already into this movie. Mm. This kid has been jerking off for days. And you want to see what happens, but and it's too late, and you're stuck in a Christian movie. Mm. It's a secret, sneaky Christian movie.
You know what? I could have used a scene in this movie where he goes to church.
Uh-huh.
They said that PDA.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's never. He goes to confession.
Dude,
tries
if the Catholics,
to rub one
yeah,
out,
just get in there. I wouldn't put it past him.
My son. Oh. And then he gets like an exorcism.
But the problem is he doesn't even realize, like, oh, I like this one girl. I think I want to do sex stuff. She does sex stuff. She likes me. Let's figure it the fuck out. Let me break up with my girlfriend,
yep,
who I said, hey, let's have sex. She said, no, I'm too Christian. That's kind of the end of the conversation.
Yep, totally. Your you know, family is not a religious family. You're not a religious person. This has nowhere to go.
Yeah, he's not hanging around.
No, exactly.
And you're then, also fucking 16 years old.
Yeah,
like,
let's not kid ourselves here.
You're not going to marry this girl. Well, of course, the movie would want you to think that.
Yes, of course. Well, you know, it's a great idea, staying with your high school sweetheart forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Apologies to any high school sweethearts.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm sure you guys are the exception. No, I'm serious. No, you know, there's few.
Yeah, no, there are. I don't mean
but,
that way.
You know, most not. Yeah.
Speaking of the Christianity thing, though, there is a line that he has at some point. I think it's right after the first group pornography watching. I really wanted to mention it. Because she says something like, do you think it's stupid that I believe in God or whatever the line is? And he goes, you know, I think it's tight you're not afraid to talk about your faith. What a shitty screenplay.
And that's what you say to your Christian girlfriend, hoping that this is a phase.
Yeah. No, it's cool. Don't worry about it. You know, I think it's pretty awesome that you wear your faith on your sleeve like that. Come on.
And at this point, I guess the cat really comes out of the bag when they're at a pottery store.
Oh, man.
And the mother gets, and Kelly Lynch gets a cell phone call from, I guess.
Because it's 2005, so you would still say something like, I have a cell phone call.
My cell phone is ringing. From the younger kid's school, because that kid's friend got into trouble passing around a dirty picture from his email address.
Oh, I thought it was a DVD because that's another thing that's going on in this movie.
Well, that's,
is this,
a little,
oh,
later.
This kid's burning DVDs. We'll get to that.
Oh, CDs.
Oh, yeah, pardon
it
me. It
was a simpler time, Andrew.
Burn your own DVD? What is this, Mars?
Hold up, future man.
So we're in Home Depot or whatever.
Yeah, and he basically gets the whole thing fucked up because she finds out and she's like, well, where'd you get this email from? And he's like, I don't know, maybe from Justin. And he's like, come on, shut up, dick brain.
And it's also a thing where once this kid hears pornography, he's seeing red. And he's like, you fucked it up. You ruined it for us all. But then he has to pass it off as something, right? Is this where he's like, oh, I think it was a swim team hazing or whatever.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
They planted pornography in my inbox. Like, okay.
Great joke. It's like, well, those people aren't your real friends. It's like, you idiot.
That the dad is like, those good friends of yours, you're never going to see them again, is the threat that he makes.
You know those guys that don't exist and you I don't know who they are? You're not seeing them again.
All right, write the right names down right now. Yeah, Bruce Wayne, Clark Kent. You're not seeing these guys ever again.
There's a couple jokers here.
At one point, one of these, and this is why I feel this movie may have been made a little earlier than we are led to believe, because the fucking, either football jock or, it is football jock, because baseball jock is supposedly dating this girl, but he's like, hey man, wouldn't you like a little bit of Monica? And I was like, a Lou Bega joke.
I guess at this point we find she's cleaning up, Kelly Lynch is cleaning up the boys' room, finds under some socks. Again, it's the younger brother because he's in way too deep. Yeah. There's a separate movie about this younger brother that I don't want to see.
His life is fucking out of control.
Yeah.
This is like Don Draper's little brother.
Adam.
Yeah, best case scenario becomes a janitor that hangs himself.
Oh, man.
She finds a CD labeled
yep.
Virgin Vaginas.
Come on.
Well, don't say that.
I mean, label it, you know, Linkin Park. Label it
WrestleMania 7.
Exactly. Right. You want to go the wrestling route? Whatever. What do you think your mom is going to be okay with, but just disgusted enough never to put it on?
Switchfoot.
Mm-hmm. We hate movies.
What was this? I found this in your drawer.
And so, again, it's one of like seven scenes where it's like, you're looking at pornography. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. Okay, I'm sorry. That's all right. We love you.
Mm-hmm.
At least seven times in this movie, we have this conversation.
So now in this mother's head, it's just she's thinking about porn all the time.
It's spreading. It's like a fucking zombie apocalypse.
It's become her secret life, actually, at this point.
Her secret shame.
What's my favorite scene of this movie is when she finds out, like, oh, someone she knows.
Oh, I love this.
Has gotten divorced.
Oh my god, this is the rudest fucking thing I've this ever is, seen.
You know, honestly, this other woman should split her lip for asking this nonsense.
It's so outrageously inappropriate.
She had just gotten divorced. She's getting over her failed marriage and moving on with her life.
It's
and
fresh too. That this apartment
just
it's still got smoke in the air.
Right? Yeah. The ink is still wet on those papers. And this woman comes up and it's like, oh, you're getting divorced. Does online pornography have anything to do with that?
And at first she's like, oh, is Steven, which is her husband's name. Oh my God, is Steven into online pornography? She's like, oh, cool. I could like counsel someone through this really difficult situation.
Yes,
she's like, oh no, it's my 16-year-old son. I'm like, you know, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
But instead of saying
spit
that
on her floor
that's
and leave.
What she should have said, but instead she says, online pornography destroyed my marriage.
And she is such a seasoned pro at having her life ruined by someone else's porno addiction that she breaks into a monologue that's like Liam Neeson in that first Taken movie. Just like, the first thing that's going to happen is he's going to get away from you and he's going to be distant and he's not going to want to do things. And then he's going to start failing in school. And then they're going to take him. The pornography demons are going to
start spending a lot of time in the study. But what is he studying? Dirty pictures.
It's amazing. I mean, this is, first of all, right in the fucking hallway of this school.
Yep.
Just right out in front of everybody. Yeah. Didn't your husband have a pornography addiction?
Yeah, that's right.
And she's like, oh, well, oh, it was your husband and it's my son. So I guess it's not really the same thing. Sorry. And she's like, no. We have to set aside time to talk about this later in the movie because this is going to kill your whole family.
It's kind of like in a Nightmare on Elm Street movie when somebody had their first nightmare and just got away from Freddy. And then they go to like the old librarian. They're like, you know who Freddy Krueger is? I don't know about Freddy Krueger. Nobody knows about Freddy Krueger.
Honestly,
nobody knows about online pornography. No way, no how. Meet me outside later. We'll talk about it.
Maybe because I saw it recently, but like watching this movie again, it reminded me of It Follows.
Yeah.
It's just, you can't escape it. And yeah.
Funny enough, speaking of It Follows, though, there is not one mention of an STD in this movie.
No,
like,
no.
And there is much open talk about like teen sex, and we know you're going to want to do this and whatever. Not a mention of like protection or any,
right,
any kind
no,
of...
No, no even mention that you need to use a...
A condom.
Yeah, or as the kids call it, a Jimmy hat on in this these situations. Yeah,
was that a 2005 expression?
Maybe, I think maybe, it must be, right? I don't know. What are they calling them now? Pogs? I don't know.
You know what? You know what I heard is a thing that young kids are saying, and this is fucking weird.
Lay it on me.
When they want to say that they're like horny or something, sure. They say I'm wicked thirsty.
Oh yeah, thirsty. No, you say. Really? I think what you said about other people. If oh, somebody's like really crushing on somebody, oh that man. That lady's thirsty.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
What a fucking weird thing. How would you ever tell someone that you need a drink?
I find it delightful and hilarious.
Someone's gotten quenched.
Oh, this episode. I apologize in advance. Don't write an email because you know what? I'm sorry.
But, you know, please write an email.
Answer if this happened to you?
No, no. Answer the following question. This is all I want to know. ASL. Send it in. I'm curious. It's a census. Let's call.
Next week on We Hate Movies, Eric Ziska goes to jail. So she gets this advice, and it's like he needs to be in counseling. Like, yep. you got to nip this in the bud before it gets worse. Because has he escalated to bondage costumes yet? Next thing you know, it's going to be a horse.
It's not. That's not exactly.
He's going to be running with a bucket of porn away from the Federales.
Exactly.
That's the next step.
That's the end of all of this. But that's the thing that. That's what this movie would have you believe, is like that sexuality is this like...
It's a demon.
It's a rabbit hole. And once you go down, then you're into those bonded... Very mm-hmm. specific people are into that, and mm-hmm. that's fine.
It's like saying weed leads immediately to heroin.
Exactly. People are going to do it or they're not going to do it.
People got their predilections and yep. it's fine and fucking go for it. Face first, man. That's what I say.
But and the thing is, the movie doesn't tell you whether or not this kid's into it.
No,
he ruins his relationship with Football Jock over latex bondage.
Right,
the website,
right, which comes up again later because like they're hassling him, and yeah. it's like he says something like, "Hey kid, you're warped, man. I'm still getting all that weird twisted spam because of you looking yeah. at that on my computer."
Yeah, which, this dude's computer was instantly ruined by this one click to
bullshit.
A website.
No.
Yeah, it's like you know what, Football Jock? I saw your attitude at that family party.
Yeah,
you did just as much damage, if not more, to that computer. Guaranteed.
That's sort of he printed it out.
Yeah, that is a he printed it out. Yeah. Dude, yeah, fucking, I'm going to call him Jeremy. Fucking Justin came over and he totally typed in all this weird yeah. stuff on my computer and now it's fucked up.
Because Cool Dad probably tried to log on to AOL, see what his old college buddies are talking about.
What is this? I thought I was logging on to ESPN Classic.
Oh, man, Justin made me a FetLife profile. What a dick. I mean, he's updating it actively. What an asshole.
He did have the good sense to put up a pretty sharp picture of me, though, I must say.
But it's that Justin, man. Let's go beat him up.
Yeah, so they give him that hassle, and that's the first time like things are getting physical. By the way, through this entire thing, he is online chatting, like cam chatting and whatever, with this Monica.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that is the true cyber seduction.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's probably it.
That is, if there is a through line to this movie, that's what it is. It's his relationship with her. And like, you don't really see her part of it. It's just him being like, hey, what are you doing right now?
And here's the thing that does.
I think your last photo looked really, really sexy. Oh,
I just love it.
I've been looking at pornography for months, but I don't know how to masturbate yet.
That's really weird because you're an 80-year-old man. Or is this Benjamin Button?
I'm going through puberty at 75. It's weird. I guess I'll sleep with this Russian woman on a boat. It's kind of sexy in a turn-of-the-century way.
But the thing that just, like, blew my mind about this is, like, it's not like she is some chick in the Ukraine or whatever.
No. Yeah,
they live in the same fucking town. Just go fucking fool around.
Exactly. She's into you, clearly. She's yes. into you personally. It's not like you have to, like, cyber seduce this woman. Just go ask for a goddamn number.
Well, they meet up at Friendly's, right? Dude, if this is not Friendly's, they shot it at Friendly's.
It kind of looks like it's supposed to be a shittier, more rundown version of the Bronze from Buffy.
Yes.
Mm. It's just a disgusting place that looks like a bar, but younger kids are hanging out at it.
Oh, it's like, you know, they got soda jerks there.
Well, it's weird because, I mean, this kid walks, she's like, drinks. She does like a hand thing, like drinks. And he goes to a bar, and it's a bar with liquor bottles on the back shelf. And he's like, two sodas, please. And this like big biker bartender is just like, you got it.
Not yes, like, sir.
Not like a, didn't you mean two beers? It's like, sodas, no problem. Here you go.
Well, I think that guy lost his liquor license so many times. He's like, you know what? We're a soda factory.
Lou, give me a milk. Chocolate.
So, and like, this is a moment where he sits down with her and she like kind of flirts with, she's just totally flirting with him. And like,
this is the 11th hour. Like, it's go time right now. Like, she's like, we're finally meeting in person. IRL, by the way.
IRL.
Oh, yeah, IRL. Yeah.
She's like, you want, like, she's like, hey, you want to go back to my house? And he's
my
like,
my parents aren't home.
Oh, I can't because, oh, I'm grounded. I told my mom I'd be home by 9. I'm supposed to be studying.
And she's like, are you sure? Because
why does pornography make me talk this way? Pornography killed my vocal cords.
All the blood is in my crotch.
Oh, man, it's like those anti-cigarette ads. It's like that guy with the voice box.
I'm 23 years old.
Turns out, doesn't make you blind. Makes you can't talk.
I don't have hairy palms. My throat's closing.
So she's like, oh, okay, that's a bummer, but we should totally do this some other time. And he's like, yeah, all right.
It's an annoying thing where he limps out of the bar. She's like, wow, what a weird affliction.
I wish he would just like masturbate. Like that would get rid of most of those problems.
They do a thing that I don't like when movies do, because normal people don't do this, is he just immediately stands up, like, without even touching that soda.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're taking a fucking sip of that soda. I'm like, you don't have to finish it, but I know you're taking a sip of that soda.
Paid, like, at least $3, probably, for that soda.
But it's also one of those hilarious, like, movie/TV interactions where it's like, hey, meet here. And the meeting takes place under 4 minutes. And it's like, like, because it couldn't have been longer. It's not movie time. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they only said these things to each other. So you went all the way across town for 4 minutes?
This reminded me, by the way, have you guys, and you may have, because you guys watch your fair share of shit MTV reality shows.
Certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen The True Life I'm Addicted to Pornography?
Oh, yeah, it's a great one.
Wow, that's funny.
I don't think so.
I mean, I've seen it through the new Beavis and Butthead where they watched it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. But then just, that's what I did too.
It's this kid just like, on a, not a kid, he's like a guy. Mm-hmm. He's a dude who should not be living at home. And he's like sitting on like the couch just looking at pornography. And his grandparents are just like right there. And everybody knows that he's addicted to porn. And it's just like, this is an actual old person. Oh, wow. Like,
yep, he's just looking at it. He doesn't stop looking at it.
Calls himself Swimmer.
It's fucking creepy.
This is the future of this kid, potentially.
This is where he's going.
This, you know,
if he doesn't find the Lord.
This is where you guys have a point that you might just be watching, because apparently this guy on MTV is not
doing it either. Yeah,
yeah, in front of his grandparents.
Yeah. He just needs it in his face all the time. And the funny thing is, at this point, mom gets a good idea. She's like, you know what? Let's put the computer in the fucking family room. That's where it's going. Yep. Good night, everybody. The computer's in the family room.
And you know what, though? It's a little bit of a too little, too late situation.
Oh, sure.
Because if he's already looking at it in the swimming competition room.
Yeah.
It's not a court. I don't know what, at the pool.
Yeah.
And he's looking at it at the pool. he's fine with looking at it in the living room.
Yes.
Right. But now he's like going to the public library to do it instead.
Well, he goes to that's the final straw.
He goes first to this weird hardware store.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think that's supposed to be like one of those creepy internet cafes.
It's gross. He definitely goes to the wrong side of town. There's a wrong side of town montage.
There absolutely is. It's like you hear a train pass by signifying tracks and it's a lot of sirens.
This is actually kind of how his father would have bought pornography.
Back in the day.
Like how a normal person buys it.
You got to go to one of those liquor stores that'll also cash a check for you.
Yeah.
Can I give everyone a tip for any gentle listener coming to the New York City area?
Yeah.
If you ever, like, you know, let's say you're in the Times Square area and you're like, hey, man, we want to get a quick dinner. We don't want McDonald's. Oh, cool. There is a deli here and it's got sandwiches and it's got pizza and it's got hot plates of other stuff, which tons and tons of businesses do.
Yeah.
Never, ever go to the seating area of that deli.
Not for a second. Not even if your kid needs to sit down, if they're taking too long to make the food.
What's happening?
It's usually upstairs. This happened to me once. I went upstairs and I've sat at these things a couple times. You're either getting one of two things. A bunch of marginally homeless people drinking lots of tall boys because you're allowed to weirdly drink in them.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And being loud and uncomfortable. Or this time, a bunch of weird dudes trading pornography in the open.
Dude, really? You encountered that?
Yeah, I was trying to eat a sandwich. I had a tray and like a sandwich and chips.
What? Take that trash to 8th Avenue, buddy. It's right there.
But like they were just like trading DVDs, like four or six guys, all just kind of
four or six guys.
They were taking up the corner of this establishment.
Oh my God! Was this on top of also simultaneous marginally homeless people?
Oh yeah, they were definitely not.
What a packed deli!
These guys are probably dangerous because they probably can't afford the internet. Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. In this hardware store, he makes this is kind of like the crux of the end of the movie.
Yes.
He makes plans to go out with Monica to meet her at her house, finally. Yeah. Like, and she's totally into it. So I think even at this
point... A very easy schedule, a scheduled appointment is made.
And I believe he is, A, super grounded because of all the shit that's been going on, and B, he's already broken up with his girlfriend because she's caught all the stuff on the PDA. So
she flips out. She finds all that nasty stuff.
Calls him out right in front of the entire swim team.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Oh, it is. And he does the old, he looks at it and is just like, I don't know how this got there. Mm-hmm. And she's like, fucking really? Look at me.
It's either you, my mom, or my dog. And I don't, I'm thinking you mouth gaped ass face.
But what's amazing is she is so like disgusted and upset about this that she's acting. She's like, you allowed this into my life. Like all this stuff. Like he fucking messed with a Ouija board and got a poltergeist to haunt her house.
Dude, it fucking follows. Yeah. All right. That's what she's dealing with.
Is this before or after he gets caught looking at pornography in the school library?
This is almost contemporaneous. I think it happens right after.
This kid's having a bad day. It's all full. This house of cards that you built on sand is falling down.
Because the fucking computer's in the family room now. It's all over.
Man. So
Mom did her master stroke.
Yeah, so he's got to pretend that he's studying or writing a history paper. It was one of these things where I was like, man, high school kids have a lot of work to do. Because it was always like, I'm studying for this science test. Yeah. We got to run math drills. I got to write this history paper. I was like, Jesus Christ.
When are you playing Mario Kart?
When do you have time to look at all this pornography? Yeah, but when are you playing Mario Kart? That's the real question. You got to squeeze in a couple hours of that a week.
How many Dorito bags you get through? What, zero?
You're telling me you're not watching any cheesy movies this whole time?
This is why he's in great shape.
So he meets up Monica, right, at her house.
Yes.
And she's like, hey, man, you know, you want something to drink? And he's like, wow, you got a really nice house. She's like, why? Do you think I live in, like, some, like, hillbilly shack? And he's like, kinda.
Yeah, well, you know, you kind of try to make money on the internet or whatever. Yeah. And then she's just like, I was just fucking with you.
And then she's immediately like, get on the bed, let's ball.
You know what it is? She takes him. She takes him.
What? You want a ball with me?
I gotta go.
I'm so tired.
Well, the funny thing is, speaking of old people, she brings him into this bedroom.
Yes.
And there's noticeably pictures of old people all over it. It's like clearly like her, grandparents.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe we should go to your room. And she's like, no, this is where this needs to happen.
Yeah, well, I got the camera setup is all right here. Yeah. So this is you see. Notice from the cam videos, it's the same bed.
I didn't even
continuity is kept.
So she was planning on like leaking the footage. Then.
Mm-hmm. It's entirely possible it was going to be live streamed like American Pie. And which, like, that fucking technology worked that well in 1997 movie. Okay.
Sexy hijinks.
Yeah.
American Pie. I don't know. Those movies might be. Stay tuned.
Oh, yeah.
I think the whole goddamn rotten lot of them.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But they start making out, and he's like, yeah, okay. And then she's like, she goes for his pants. He's like, oh, let's go a little slower. And she's like, we've got all day. And starts taking her shirt off, and he's like, this isn't what I thought it was.
Oh, they're moving fast.
I didn't know you were going to touch me.
Try buying a guy an egg cream first. Maybe I'm malted.
You got the History Channel on this? I got to go. My program's starting. I thought we'd at least go on the porch and play some canasta.
Let's look at birds. I think I saw a red-chested robin.
So she gets offended that he's not ready to go.
Well, here's my thing. What is the movie telling me? Not what's actually happening. What is the movie telling me? Because I'm not sure. Is it that he won't have sex with her, A, because he doesn't know how to because he's so sexually warped by the internet?
Maybe.
Or B, like, oh, I thought I was attracted to this girl, but she's kind of trash. Or C.
I don't think it's B.
All right. Well, this movie wants this girl to be trash.
Oh, it does.
Make no mistake.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Or C, yes. Is it like, oh, I think I really love my real girlfriend because we had like such a connection. And now I'm betraying that. Like, is it guilt? I don't know what it is.
I think he chickens out.
I mean, I think he's only got stereotypes in his life to choose from. I mean, you got the slutty, trashy girl, and then you got the innocent, religious, crazy, you know.
Yeah.
And then his mother is an overbearing, you know. I feel like this movie is pretty bad towards women.
I think it, yeah. Well, yeah. Big surprise.
I mean, it's maybe just as bad as pornography, but no.
She gets into a freak out rage because he doesn't want to have sex with her, right? And she starts hitting her. She's like, get the fuck out of here! Get out!
Oh, man, she loses
it. She turns into Sharon Stone from Casino like that.
Yeah. She blows a gasket.
James Woods is smoking a cigarette in the back like, didn't do it, huh? And she freaks out so much, like she's staring in the mirror because she's so warped by pornography herself.
Right, because she's a producer.
Yeah, I mean, because no one who ever does that stuff's ever right in the head.
Yep.
No, it's not normal to ever think of that.
So she smashes her face against the counter.
Like, as hard as she can.
It's
she, like,
twisted shit.
She had screamed this guy out, made a whole production of it.
Sure.
And it's all a ploy just to rough herself up. To then blame him as a, like, this is what he did to me.
But the way they do it and film it in this movie and the Foley work.
It's chilling.
It's something out of a fucking twisted horror movie. Yeah. Like, she has this dead stare into the mirror and then she just very rapidly just smashes her face repeatedly against this counter.
Until
and then
looks bleeding like mankind.
Yeah. And then she's just, like, laughing. And it just cuts it. You're like, wow, that's going to come back in some way, right?
Yeah. And then the next day, he's like, oh, I still like pornography, but I'm super grounded. I could go to the library, I guess. And he hacks the library computer. Like,
whatever.
This library doesn't even have fucking pods. I mean, this is a desk in front of God and everybody.
Yeah.
And he gets caught.
Yeah, immediately, yeah. Obviously.
Brought into the principal's office.
Parents come down. Yep. I mean, it's just, and it's exactly what you think it is. Like, your kid needs professional help, blah, blah, blah.
Here's some therapists for your crazy whack job.
And
kid.
The dad is like, oh, thanks, we got it. And Kelly Lynch is like, I'm just going to take that list of doctors.
It's like every Lifetime movie. I'd really appreciate that pamphlet.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll take the pamphlet.
Yeah, because you need pamphlets in your life.
You do.
And it's all this bottoming out too. After that, like, it's all of this is around like the head smash, yeah. The library.
It's all happening.
The credit cards.
Oh, he starts, my god! Because after that, like, he's like, I still need it.
don't need it.
Well, he says it makes this big thing. He has a blow up thing because they're walking out of the school and they're like, "What'd you do, you little jerk?" And he's like, "I was looking at pornography.
Is that what you want to hear?"
I was like, "Well, yeah." And they're like, "Well, you're a dick." He's like, "No, I can stop. I can totally stop." I'm like, "All right, you know when you know this is your last chance, kid."
Yeah.
And that night. He starts using his mom's credit card. And
holy Toledo, what is this about?
How dumb is this kid?
But this is what's amazing. It's not just like buy access to a website and surf it up. Mm-hmm. It's buy access to several websites at once. It's madness what's happening here. He goes through like five websites. You see him enter that credit card information five times.
You think he's copying and pasting? Because that's a bad situation to be in.
Yep, I think so. Oh, he's just going. Whatever's at his fingertips, man, the internet is endless.
Now their phone's blowing up with the bank, all these weird charges, and she's freaking out. She can't get the computer to work. It's full of malware.
And she's already had to fucking cancel her romantic, actual, fulfilling relationship vacation because of Jacktober that's going on in her house.
You know, the parents are yelling at him and, you know, justified. And he runs out of the house like, fuck you guys.
Dude, after that very frustrated father roughs him up a little bit.
You want to hit me, Dad? You want to hit me, Dad?
Go on, hit me. Hit me. And I was like, whoa. And even Kelly Lynch is like, she gets between the two of them like, whoa, 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 this isn't that movie.
Well, I'm kind of curious. Like, the thing they don't say is what's the damage? What are we talking here? $180?
I need
$1,000.
I need $1 amount.
The way this, I feel like it's $50 and this family's like, that's ruined us.
Now you can't even have some college.
Our credit was teetering on that thin of a line and you've ruined us.
And then he goes outside and he's immediately kidnapped.
Dude, these dudes beat the shit out of him.
Well, no, that's because he kind of gains his mom's trust, right? So he's like, Mom, can you drive me over to Ashley's house? I want to try and make up with her.
Yeah, Amy, actually.
Amy. And
Jeremy and Ashley is the separate, is our own movie.
It's sexier.
I like it better.
She meets him on the stoop. Mom drives away, and he's like, can I come in? She's like, yeah, no.
Yeah, this is over. I'm a nice Christian person, so I'll give you hope that we can maybe be friends after you get your shit straight. But make no mistake, this is over.
I'm going to always judge you, by the way.
Yeah, it's over except for, you know, I was thinking about coming to church with you. Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be fine. I'm never going to be your girlfriend again, though.
And also, I mean, I'm sorry, but your high school cue has gone to shit this entire movie. You were the all-state, you know, swim god. Now you're that guy that jerks off on the swim team. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
you were the guy,
serial masturbator.
Here's the thing. That story is spreading out of the library from looking at pornography to jerking off in the library.
Oh, guess what? Very quickly.
Time to go to a college across the country and start over.
Oh, you're fresh. You're going to start preferring to be called by your middle name?
Yeah. Oh, it's actually Ricky now.
I'm going by Jeremy.
Justin, Jeremy, whatever.
It'd be great. Like, every day he goes into school, there's like hand moisturizer in his locker. Oh, like, come on, guys. Not funny.
Dude, and he's only a sophomore.
Yeah, that's a long road.
Geez. Yep. You know what? Maybe you should start going to church. Go to a fucking Catholic school. You know, get out of there.
High school years? It was like dog years or something. It's like 7 years a year. That's what it's like, right?
That's what it felt like. You get caught with pornography in the library, you're fucked.
Yeah, you're finished.
Mm-hmm.
You're finished.
You know what? You might as well expel me. Please expel me.
So the last like 3 minutes of the movie, to wrap this up, is all the rest of the jock bullies corner him.
Oh, they do kidnap him, to Eric's point.
Yeah, they take him to an alley because it's like, look who's... Again, I think they kind of have the walkie-talkies out. And they're like, he's coming down the street, you know who. And they're like, let's roll. And like Biff and his gang get out there.
Because they're at the diner wherever. And like
she's got the headgear. Yeah, she's told him the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
So they beat the shit out of him in this alley, doing a lot of Robert De Niro kicks, just really about to kill this kid.
Go get your shine box.
Football jock's like, hey, man, don't go psycho on him, because I think the guy's going to pull a blade out.
Oh, yeah, dude. They were going to kill this kid, no doubt
about
it.
Nobody wants a murder beef. And he's like left huddled and blue and bloody in the alleyway. And I was expecting Boo Radley to carry him home. It's kind of a a similar thing.
It kind of is. The whole town's definitely going to turn on
him. The whole town's turned on him. Some crazy white ladies making up all sorts of creepy stories.
So he, for some reason, like, limps to the pool.
Yes.
And that's, he falls in. And this is all just such horseshit. He falls in, and this is, we're back at the beginning. We're back at the, you know, right. The house pool, you know.
Wonder how I got in this pool. Yeah. Norma Desmond.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about high school pools in movies is nobody ever locks them. There's never
always
that's the one thing you want to lock. Because you know how many dead fucking kids you'd wake up to every week?
Dude, my high school's pool, it was fucking locked, man.
Of course it was.
You know what? My high school's pool didn't exist. But by the way, it follows also climaxes in a high school pool.
At least
right?
You see them breaking in, but yes.
Yeah. Bud the Chud.
Bud the Chud also climaxes the same way.
Let the Right One In.
Mm-hmm.
And so these high school, you got to unlock these things.
But I mean, especially in horror movies and Lifetime movies, apparently.
But it was in Czechoslovakia, so maybe it was a little different thing. Like a public, it was a public municipality, I guess. You're allowed to.
Yeah,
use
they
it.
Got that socialism. Everyone can do. Everyone can go swimming.
So while he's in the pool, he like flashes back to all the good times before he was addicted to
pornography. Because he's trying
to
kill himself.
Yes.
Yep. He's been beaten. His cred is for shit.
Yep.
And he's going to commit suicide because he jerked off too much.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But then, and there's no explanation for it, he thinks about these things like his dying wish or whatever, dying thoughts. And then he just jumps back out of the water and like
he starts swimming
swinging his hair around.
He's becoming Stroke Man, the good version.
Stroke Man was the hero and Swimmer was the villain.
Yeah. Two sides of the same coin.
Hey, Stroke Man, you still fucking suck, though.
I mean, there's no redemption for this kid. And this movie doesn't acknowledge that. He just swims out of the pool like, freeze frame.
Yeah, this is implying he's free of his addiction. He's hit such a rock bottom.
Yep.
That it was the bottom of a pool.
Well, I think he realizes like he's all the things that he looks at are things that are happened in the first 3 minutes of the movie. Like, oh man, before pornography sucked my soul out, I was a pretty good kid.
Yeah. Also, we didn't mention it, but there is one part in this movie where he leers at his mother in the pool.
Oh right, like he's so addicted to pornography.
That's how I read that scene too, right?
I think you're supposed to, right?
Because like he's just watching his mom swims in the high school pool because they never
Kelly watched. Lynch, his mom, Kelly Lynch.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm younger than Kelly Lynch, and I'd be hard pressed to go into a high school pool. Why would anyone go in a high school pool?
Oh, you're saying why
why would an adult go in the high school?
Well, because she's such a legend. I think it's a thing where she's got like a black card to that pool. Like she could use it whenever the fuck she wants. She's a record holder at that high school.
Dive Team 79.
Exactly.
He says at the beginning of the movie, like, oh, they're going to put my plaque next to Bob's on the wall. Oh,
yeah, this is a family of swim heroes.
That is sad. And also, when through this movie, towards the end, I'm like, she was like, you know, talking to the husband at one point, mm-hmm. like about pornography and stuff and about that failed marriage.
Yes.
And like, are you looking at that stuff? Cause they're younger than me.
Right.
I'm like instantly, oh, so that's what this movie's about.
Yeah.
Cause you're getting older and you feel so insecure because of pornography exists.
He fucking nails it though. He's like, nope. I got my fantasy right here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you kind of do. Cause you got Kelly Lynch, dude. Like what?
Also, good line.
So we cut to a Kelly Lynch PSA, by the way, where she's just like, the internet is dangerous.
With cyber seduction spelled wrong.
Spelled wrong?
It's written as one word.
Oh, that's embarrassing, Lifetime. You made this great film and you fucked up the titles.
She's in a library or something, you know, just rapping about.
I think it's the scene of the crime.
In these.
She's picking up forensic evidence. CSI stuff.
She filmed it while she was guesting on an SVU.
Man, by the end of senior year, the word fleshlight is going around that school about that kid, right? Because it keeps escalating the story. Yo, fleshlight. They heard it's the fleshlight in the library.
Look, it's Bobby Blow Up Doll. Yeah, that story will go nuclear, man. Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, his life is over. Honestly, this kid's lucky. I mean, he didn't kill himself that day.
Yeah,
but he's going.
The janitor's like, I hear you looking at little kids. You fuckwad. It's like, no, what? When did that happen?
No, that's what they say about you. Oh yeah.
I was trying to indoctrinate you.
Oh, also, yeah, you beat your addiction. Well, I better run from the Federales with this fucking bag of porno.
It's a bucket. It's an honest-to-goodness bucket.
DVDs spilling out the sides like Mickey Mouse carrying the water.
And that's animal stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hours of it. So because this isn't full on YouTube, would anybody recommend Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life?
It's a fun one. It's one of the more fun Lifetime. I mean, to Eric's point, you could watch yourself. You could have yourself a whole day on Lifetime movies.
Oh, absolutely. And, yeah. You know, they are mostly on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should seek them out legally. Of course. Yeah, you know, wherever Lifetime DVDs are sold.
Lifetime Movie Network.
I think
well.
It's on DVD. You should buy the
support
DVD.
Support Lifetime Movie Network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Buy
Roku. My Roku has some sort of weird little Lifetime movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, it's only got like six, and they're not the good ones.
Well, you know, also, if you got the big cable package, look at the back of the dial, find that Lifetime Movie Network, LMN.
Yeah, man. but I would recommend it.
I recommend it.
6 years later.
6 years in the making, you can finally recommend it.
Yeah, I'm actually saying it's worth putting cold hard cash down.
Yeah, I totally recommend this movie, man. I don't watch these movies a lot because it annoys me how bad they are, and they're all kind of the same. But this one is a little bit outside the box for Lifetime, much like Invisible Child is outside the box for Lifetime.
Hey, Driller, someone's pissing on your car.
That's Cyber Seduction, His Secret Life, directed by Jason Lives director Tom McLaughlin. If you want to get a hold of us, check out our website, whmpodcast.com, or go to sideshownetwork.tv, like our Facebook page, and follow us on Twitter at whmpodcast.
Hey, Driller, the cops were asking about you. Right into the mailbag. We all hate movies at gmail.com.
If you have seen this Lifetime movie or other, recommend some crazy Lifetime movies.
And also, ASL.
Yes, please, ASL.
ASL.
Clue for next week's episode. Jim Carrey.
Oh, there's a lot to pick from there.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
That's a deep filmography.
He's made a couple of movies that Jim Carrey. So thank you to Andrew from calling in all the way down in Florida and requesting this weird one. Until next week with James Carrey, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska.
Steven Seda.
Take it easy.